on radio, streaming live on investtalk.com, and for our podcast subscribers. This is InvestTalk, above average investing for the average investor. InvestTalk is made possible by KPP Financial, a registered investment advisor firm serving clients throughout the United States. And now, KPP Financial President, Financial Advisor Steve Peasley.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Thursday edition of InvestTalk. It is April 14th, 2016. Already April 14th. You realize tax time is right around the corner, right? I think they're giving you till like the 19th this year, not just the 15th. That's Friday, tomorrow. I think they're giving you a couple extra days. Above average investing for the average investor. That's our motto and mission. We welcome anyone who has interest in improving their money management skills. And this is kind of a forum about gaining knowledge, exchanging ideas, and becoming current or relevant when it comes to your investment news and what you're to do with the money, what's happening economically around the world, and how's that going to affect the stock market or your investments. You know, and much of managing money is about emotions. What drives, in the short term, what drives stock prices? It's not earnings. It's not fundamentals. It's people's emotions. Long term, it always goes back to fundamentals, earnings, growth of earnings. But in the short term, for an individual, and managing your own personal emotions because something goes up or down, that's one of the main things you need to concentrate on. That you have to have that down pat, controlling your own emotions about your investments. That's difficult when you're talking about your own money. It's not difficult when the money's going up, but you realize controlling your emotions as the money grows is just as important as controlling your money as the money, controlling your emotions as the money falls. Because you get, when it grows up and you're making money, you think you're on top of the world, you pay less attention, you think it's going to go up forever. It doesn't. Now today we're going to talk about some investing apps. You can get on your phone or your iPad or your whatever pad you have. They're getting a lot of attention, and you've seen them advertised, I'm sure. Apple comes with a stock market app, but it doesn't really teach you anything about investing. It really doesn't. The apps are getting better about that. That's going to be one of our main talking points today. Maybe you have an experience with apps that you like. And Justin and myself are looking forward to this evening, our live webinar. We get underway in a couple hours at 6:30 to 7:30 specific time. Survival and opportunities in a volatile market. There are two sides to the topic we're going to cover, the defensive and the offensive sides or strategies. We got some good feedback when we presented this topic at our Saturday morning wealth conference. We're going to condense this three-hour seminar wealth conference into a one-hour webinar. So we're going to be talking fast, and we have to skip over certain things we talked about, but I think it'd be well worth your time. So, you know, if you can plan to be there, that'd be great. We'd love to see you here tonight. You do have, it's called Survival and Opportunities in a Volatile Market. Remember, volatility is not always bad. It gives you opportunities as well. And we've seen that here within the first few months of the year, right? Lots of volatility and opportunities. We'll talk about that tonight. So anyways, I hope you're there. You should also know that is a live webinar, which means we respond to questions as we go along. So it really is a great learning experience. You'll see the same graphics that we use at our conference. And we design the hours so you can follow along easily. There's no charge for the webinar, but you do need to register. Again, the webinar is this evening, April 14th, 6:30 to 7:30 specific time. You can register now at investtalk.com. Just click on the InvestTalk tab at the top of the page. InvestTalk is always a question and answer program. We're here to try to help you answer some of the more important money questions of the day or in your life. 888-99-CHART is our anytime number. Any money-related question are welcome. Beginner or experienced people, all welcome. So let's take on a question right now.
Hi, I'm a podcast listener. I love the show. I have a general question about how the market reacts to management changes. If a company has had a CEO for about 15 years and they've performed well and the company has grown and had good performance, but the CEO is retiring and has named someone internal to the company to take his place. Does the market typically react positively or negatively to that? Is there a typical reaction when CEO changes happen? I'll be listening for your answer on the podcast. Thank you.
I wish it was simple and I could say yes or no, but I can't. A well-managed company would far in advance let you know that there's going to, the next heir apparent or the next possible two or three heir apparents in the company. They really try to prepare for when the current CEO leaves. And when they do that, there's no problem. When the CEO leaves unexpectedly, the market hates that. Just hates it. So it will kill, it'll crush that stock. They always will think it negative that he's leaving suddenly. Why is he leaving all of a sudden? So most of the time, the change is slow, and they advertise it. Okay, I'm going to retire 6 months from now, 3 years from now, 2 months from now. But even before that, if they prepared the public with very clear suggestions of who's going to be the next heir apparent, the market could care less when the old one leaves and a new one starts. It doesn't matter. Now, there are some superstar CEOs that if they leave, the superstar ones, let me give you an example. How about Steve Jobs when he died? Okay, he was a star. How about the Oracle? What's his name? Larry, whatever his name is. He's a superstar. Everybody knows who he is. If he left, well, who's going to take his place? Warren Buffett. How about that? Remember he manages, his Berkshire Hathaway company, right? It's an investment company. If he leaves, you don't think there's going to be some fallout in the Berkshire Hathaway stock? He's a superstar. So if you have a superstar leaves, it's never one simple answer. I wish it was. There just isn't. Good question, though. Who can manage your retirement better, you or an app? That's going to be our main talking point. Online financial advisors have attracted attention recently, advertising their slick and user-friendly websites and apps. But it might not be the right choice for everyone, and it may not work out so well. That's going to be the main talking point. Okay, you know who OECD is? That's the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development. OECD, 20 major countries around the world. Well, they come out with reports, and they came out with their economic growth forecast for the world. I think we're going to talk about that. For reasons, the S&P 500 may break out to the upside. For reasons, the S&P 500 may break out to the upside. Everybody's kind of, the S&P has been crawling this wall of worry, right, up. And it's right near resistance now. So this is the tough part of getting through it. Can it break through? You've heard me talk about in recent days why I think the market is going to have a tough time breaking out. But how about some reasons why it will? Remember, I do not have a crystal ball. No one has a crystal ball. So this would be a very good, these are very good reasons why it could break out. When to consider a tax professional. When should you go get CPA? When should you start thinking about, I need a CPA? Well, there are certain reasons that are very good reasons why you should. And so I'll go through a number of them quickly and tell you if this is you, get a CPA. This is you, get a CPA. And so we'll go through a number of those reasons. Those are going to be the main talking points, everybody. But, of course, whatever's on your mind is what we want to talk about. The market today started out pretty strong and just kind of got weaker. And middle of the day just wasn't that strong, but it was still pretty good. And then toward the end of the day, it just got weaker. But the Dow ended up being up 18 points. The Nasdaq down 2 and the S&P flat. But remember, we had a very good day yesterday. Yeah, the market's been up this week. So it's been an up week for the market so far. Now, of course, all that could change tomorrow. It could change in a heartbeat, as we all know. We've seen it. It happened. But then again, maybe not. Maybe one of my four reasons why the market's going to go up, maybe those reasons are valid. I like looking at the transportation index to give you some hint of what direction the market is going. And, you know, that transportation index was up just a little bit today. Had a great day yesterday. But it's not showing a lot of strength here recently. It did, and when I say recently, the last 2-3 weeks. But it did show a lot of strength coming out of our January lows. I'm glad you're with us today for Invest Talk. I'm financial advisor Steve Peasley. You always see my checkup schedule posted on investtalk.com. These are informational sessions. I will tell you about our investment programs, of course, but only if you want to know. I'm not a pushy guy about that. But basically, we spend the time looking at your retirement accounts and make some suggestions, you know, if you would like. I will be doing individual reviews via Skype and telephone on the 19th of this month, so we can hook up no matter where you live. Then on the 20th, I'll be in San Ramon for another day of meetings. And these dates are listed on investtalk.com, investtalk.com. To get on the schedule, just go to investtalk.com and click on the Invest Talk tab.
It's all about growth. For the investor who is looking for optimum growth and is not averse to a higher level of risk, this investment program steps up.
Take a look at our new Disciplined Equity Program from KPP Financial. It's brand new.
This addition to KPP's select investment programs raises expectations.
It targets focused growth for maximum returns.
This strategy offers consistent exposure to the equity markets by focusing on only high-quality companies.
This program will go up with the market or higher because it's always invested, but it also has the downside risk as well. It's more aggressive.
And although the portfolio is concentrated, it limits exposure to any one sector of the market.
Check it out if you're interested in it.
Click on the Investments tab on investtalk.com or click on Contact Steve and he'll be glad to fill you in.
Ask any question you want.
As with all our programs, a KPP financial principal is personally invested right alongside their clients. The new Disciplined Equity Program from KPP Financial. You're listening to Invest Talk, and we're listening to you.
Had my first kid about a month ago, and I'm asking you what's the best way to start putting away money for his college.
Yeah, my question is on stocks that have like a 12-month cycle.
Get your questions to us now at 888-99-CHART, and that's how you can reach Invest Talk anytime.
888-99-CHART, 888-992-4278. So, apps for your phone, investment apps. Are they good, bad, and different? Well, some are a lot better than others, and there's more and more coming out. And many of them are starting, instead of just providing, you know, dull facts and figures, some are starting to teach, which I always like teaching, teach people how to invest or what to invest. There's big dangers in them. But isn't there big dangers in every new technology? And the danger this time is thinking it's going to be simple. Thinking it's going to be, well, I'll just use the app and do what it says and I'll make money. I wished it was that simple, but it isn't. It's not going to be that simple. You're still going to have to use your own knowledge, common sense, do your own research. The apps are not going to be, you know, smart enough to know when to invest. You know, if you want to use a buy and hold philosophy, you can do that, but you don't need an app for it. But the apps give you lots of information, and I do like that, and they teach you. I do like that. So you need to have knowledge, even if you hire somebody like me to manage your money. You still should have the knowledge of how things work so that you're not, remember, it's your money. You don't want to be misled by somebody. And it's easy to mislead people that just don't know. They don't have a knowledge base. So I do like the apps. There's a lot of them coming out that are very good. And I think that if you want to learn, that's another way to do it. And I'm all for them. If you go to the article on our website, and it's called Apps Can Teach You All About the Stock Market, But Be Careful, That gives you a lot more information. It talks about the various different apps that exist and new ones that are coming out. So I think that that would be a good exercise for you. Okay? 888-99-CHART. As you saw, the market was, I guess you'd call it mixed. Market was mixed today with the Dow up 18, the S&P down 2. But it was weaker than that because it started off strong, then gave it up. And we are in earnings season. Have they been very good earnings? No. And we have a number of economic numbers came out this week. Were they really good? No. But the market didn't seem to be too upset with them. One good economic number did come out today was the unemployment claims. They went down and are very low. Tells you that the job market's pretty strong. I'm financial advisor Steve Peasley. This is InvestTalk. How big should my emergency fund be? What do I need to know about custodial accounts? Let's talk about it. 888-99-CHART.
Hi, Steve and Justin. Jim from Indiana. Love the show. Appreciate all the great advice. Look at Steel Dynamics, STLD. I was kind of wondering, kind of an interesting chart. So love to hear the answer on the air. Thanks so much, and look forward to hearing it.
Okay, STLD, Steel Dynamics out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. It's a $5.7 billion company, and that means it's a mid-cap company. These are the numbers. They're going to make a $1.33 a share this year. That's up 82% from last year. And then another up 31% next year, $1.74. It's a $23.75 stock. Now, what's worrisome is that it's going to make a lot more money earnings per share, but sales are going down. They went down 37% in the most recent quarter. Quarter before that, down 17. Quarter before that, down 3. So the expectation, obviously, is for it to turn around because the stock has gone from $15.50 in January when the market fell to $23. That's like $24 and $23.75. That's like, you know, what, 40% price increase? You know, that is pretty darn good. And this is a cardinal sin of many investors. You do not want to chase performance. The stock has gone up 40% in a few months, and now it's broken out above all resistance, and it's at $23.75. But is it worth it? Do you believe that the sales are going to turn around? Because you can't have earnings keep going up like they say they have without sales going up. That means they're cutting prices, cutting costs. They're cutting costs, and that's how they're getting earnings up somehow. But I would not, you do never, this is a lesson to learn. Do not chase performance. Do not chase performance. Because that will mean that you're buying high, and then when it rolls over and goes down, you tend to want to sell it because it's not working, then you sell low. Buy high, sell low. You want to wait for a correction in this stock. I wouldn't buy it at this price. The 5-year PE range is 7 to 33. And based on last year's earnings, the PE is 32. Based on next year's earnings, it's 20-something. Okay? Not even that high. More like 15. Remember, the range is 7 to 33. So based on the earnings, it's not too bad price-wise next year's, if it makes those earnings. But try to remember, you know, that the experts constantly are over-optimistic. Okay, so I don't know if they're going to make those earnings. It's hard for me to believe if sales is this poor and they're going down, how is it going to make the earnings? So it has to be, you think that flat rolled steel and bar and rail steel the prices are going to turn around. The growth is going to turn around. You have to believe that. That means you think the economy is going to get stronger for this stock to work because it's a very cyclical stock. I think we're at the nears of the top of the cycle, economic cycle. And we'll be talking about that, by the way, tonight on our webinar. At some point, I'm going to talk about the economic cycle and the stock market cycle, where we are and what stocks work and what part of that cycle. So if you want to listen in on that discussion, you got to sign up. 888-99-CHART, 888-992-4278. The OECD, which is the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development, comes out pretty often about their forecast for the world economy. And they just say that Italy and Canada, Italy's going to slow down, but Canada's going to stay steady. But on the world economy, the global economy, it's unlikely to accelerate this year. So we're going to have slow growth. Now, they do a lot of studies, and you have to say that they're pretty good at it. They did say some of the leading indicators are turning toward a gloomier outlook for the global economy, and that's not a big surprise. Remember, as I just said, experts are usually over-optimistic. So they were pretty over-optimistic, just like our Federal Reserve and the IMF, International Monetary Fund, talk about the growth of the economy at the beginning of the year. They were more optimistic, and now they're all kind of cutting back those optimistic points of view. Normal. Very normal. Okay? What they did say, which was interesting, is they felt that the growing worries that they were getting more and more worried about the central banks and thinking that they can't do what they are keep trying to do, that it takes more than just the bank to spark the growth of an economy. You have to have the government get behind the growth push. And all we're getting is central banks trying to lower interest rates and they've lowered them to negative rates. And that's really not producing anything. Really. I haven't seen any evidence of that yet. I mean, Japan, Europe, I haven't seen it. We're seeing a little bit of evidence in China that they're turning around, but they didn't go to negative interest rate either. You're listening to Invest Talk. A reminder about our webinar this evening, April 14th at 6:30 specific time. It's all about survival and opportunities in a volatile market. You can sign up. It's free. It's a free webinar on investtalk.com. 888-99-CHART is our anytime number. You can call it right now.
On the next Invest Talk, for some people, individual equities are the wrong choice. Some clues that you might be one of them. Three signs you shouldn't invest in individual stocks. That's our main talking point on tomorrow's Invest Talk. For today, 888-99-CHART is how you get your topic on the table on Invest Talk.
Hi, Steve and Justin. This is Pete from Vegas. Listen to the show on iTunes. Love the show. Question I have is on mutual funds. I never, ever buy anything that has a load, any kind of commission that it would be taken out. I have a question on 12b-1. Like, how much does it come down to, if I buy $10,000 worth of mutual funds, does it ding me for a couple of dollars, $50, $100? In any case, let me know what it is. Basically, the question again is, how much is the 12b-1? How much does it actually cost me? And does it compare anything to, like, a 4, 5, 5.75% load? Thanks again. Listening to the show to hear it. Take care. Bye, guys.
Okay, so we're talking about mutual funds, and you can buy what we call loaded mutual funds or no-loaded funds. No load and load. No load means no commissions to buy. And usually how you know if there's a load, if it's an A share mutual fund or B share or C shares, and those are different ways they charge commissions. Now, he's talking about 12B1 fees, and all that is another kind of fee allowed to pay, and it's just like a commission, but it's kind of in the back door, okay, the back door way. And he's saying, well, what about that? Well, to me, if it's no load, it should be no load, meaning there is no 12b1 fees. There's just as many mutual funds out there with no loads as there are loaded. And a lot of times you can buy a no load fund, but the fund manager pays what's called a 12b1 fee to the person who sold the fund that made you buy them. Now, that 12b1 fee can be as high as about 1% a year. at the end of the year. They're usually, I've seen them as high as one, and that's not unusual, by the way. And as low as, the lowest I've ever seen one was like 0.25%. So there's going to be a range of how much, and yeah, they can add up over time, 1% a year, for a mutual fund. So just be aware, if you can avoid them, avoid them. Now, you're going to have arguments, and you're going to have a different opinion from people saying, well, what if the manager is very good? Well, if he's very good and he's worth the fees, then okay. Okay, but that's far and few between. Just not normal. But very good question. 12B1 fees and loaded funds versus no loaded. You want to buy pure no load mutual funds. They're out there. There's a lot of them. A lot of them. And if you're going to just buy index funds, there's Vanguard is one of the best fund families out there as far as cost. They're very low cost. So if you're just going to buy index funds. 888-99-CHART, 888-992-4278. Four reasons the S&P 500 may break out. In other words, we've had a fall of 10% or so in the indexes starting off the year, right? January fell sharply. And they've rebuilt all those losses up until now, okay, this week. Finally got back all those losses. We're still, don't think the market's up for the year. No, it depends on what index you're looking at. But if we're just talking about the S&P 500, they're right there where they started. Okay. Now, the question is, are they going to keep breaking out to the upside? And on recent shows, I've been talking about, how bad earnings have been downgraded this quarter for the earnings season, and talking about, it's a presidential reelection cycle year that's usually been negative. And, I've been bringing up some of those negatives. Well, I don't want to be overly negative. There are possibilities here. For instance, there was a lot of fear in the last couple of years about deflation. Well, that fear of deflation is kind of easing a little bit, even though we don't have inflation very much. We had an inflation gauge this week, and that was very, very low. I mean, it was shrunk. It was not low. It shrank. And another reason, the earnings part. Remember, we've downgraded, and that was one of the negative things I said, that the experts have been downgrading earnings, corporate earnings, all quarter long. So now they probably will beat the expectations because they downgraded them. And earnings are going to fall for the third quarter in a row, and some say about 8%. But why do I think that might be a reason for the market to rally? Because everybody knows that already. It's already built into the market. So if unemployment is so low and jobs are being produced, maybe the E part of the PE, the earnings part, will turn around now. We're at the bottom. So there's two reasons. How about maybe the economic global momentum will turn around? We've already had downgrades. You just heard me talk about that. They've downgraded it. They've downgraded that downgrade. Again, that's like earnings. How far down is it? And everybody already knows it. And fear about stocks is still pretty high. And the stock market always crawls up a wall of worry. That's one of the best ways for the market to go up, is up when everybody's worried about the market, but they still want to be in the market. So those are some reasons. And you're going to say, well, those are not really good reasons. Well, they're just contrarian reasons, some of them. And, a contrarian investment is a method of strategy that works. Beginner experienced investor, we're here for you at 888-99-CHART. If you're a podcast listener, you can reach me anytime you want. The program is live 4 to 5 Pacific time, but you can call 24 hours a day. Just leave the recorded question.
I'm looking at a stock, EW Edwards Life Sciences. I have owned it for 3 months. I'd like to know what you think.
EW is the symbol, Edward Life Sciences Corporation. It's out of Irvine. Develops products to treat advanced cardiovascular disorders, including heart valve and peripheral vascular disease. This stock is actually making money. It's a huge company. It's $23 billion. Have you ever heard of it? Most people haven't. They're making a lot of money. It's going to make $2.67 this year after $2.29 last year per share, $2.67. Next year is $3.15. It's growing its sales. Now it's growing in the single percentage digits, 7 to 9% quarter over quarter, but that's still pretty good in this market. Now what's wrong with it? Like the stock before, you don't want to chase performance. This stock has done very well. It was in January during the market correction, it was about $73, $74 a share. Now it's $107. So it's made this huge run, and now you're looking at it. So your attention gets drawn to it. If you buy this, you're chasing performance. If you already own it, you had a nice run. Congratulations. I would be more on the sell side if I was going to sell it. If I was a trader, I'd be on the sell side of this thing. Even though it just recently hit a 52-week high, I just put a tight stop. I wouldn't just sell it just here. And why would I do that? Well, it's a $107 stock. It's going to make $2.67 this year. Well, what kind of PE is that? Like a 40 PE? Next year it's going to make 315. Okay, does that mean that now it's a 34 PE? That's not low price. Good return on equity, 22%, but the PE range is 19 to 47. You don't want to overpay for a stock, and here you're paying up for it. It's done very, very well. It's a very good company, very large company. It's growing. It's got all those wonderful things about it. And back last year, it had a 2-for-1 split. I mean, you can't say too many negative things about this company. Very low debt. So it's all good. So why am I not saying go buy it? Because it's already made a big run up, and I would not chase this. I would not chase it, that's all. I'd wait for a pullback, and you're probably getting tired of me saying that, aren't you? Well, if you remember right, in January, February, I was telling you to buy big oil, time to buy some stocks here. I like gold, and I am not a big gold person. I still own a lot. We bought a lot for clients. So, there's times when I don't say wait for a pullback. This is just not one of those times. I'm saying waiting for a pullback now. A reminder, sign up for our InvestTalk Insiders program. You'll have instant access to a library of webinars and easy-to-read info sheets on all sorts of popular financial topics. It's free. You can sign up. You have to sign up online at investtalk.com. Just click on the InvestTalk tab.
Even in a down market, there are opportunities to enter and exit the market throughout the year to increase your portfolio. Do you have questions about your strategy? You've got access to the answers. 888-99-CHART is our 24-hour anytime number.
Hi, Steve and Justin. This is Bobby from Atlanta, Georgia. If you think of Baker Hughes, ticker symbol is P is a boy, H is a house, I is in India. I don't own any, but it's dropped recently, obviously because of the oil plunge, and I look forward to buying some for the next 10, 15 years. Thank you. Bye.
Baker Hughes, a big oil company. It provides wells, bore products, and technology services and systems to the global oil and natural gas industry. It's a $19 billion company. Sales have fallen pretty hard for most of these, right? And the stock has taken a real big beating over the last couple of years. I mean, it was as high as 75 in 2014, and today it's 43. Okay, even in 2015, it was high as 70. Today it's 43. What is the low in 2015? 42. The low in 2014? 47. The low in the last 5 years? 39. And it's at 43. Okay. Now, the stock has hit a bottom in January, retested the bottom in February, and retested the bottom here a couple weeks ago. This would be a stock I would be looking for to buy. Why? Because it's hit a bottom three times and doesn't seem to want to go below that. If it did, I can buy the stock now at 43, and that bottom, it comes in right around 39, so that's about 10%. Breaks that bottom, I'm out. Good out point, and I only lost 10% of my money. Do you think oil prices are going to stay where they are or go higher? Do you think they're going to go lower? If you think oil prices are going to stabilize here or a little higher, then these kinds of companies should do well. And if your time frame is 10, 15 years, heck yeah, they'll do well. This is a low point of the price. Can it get lower? Of course it can. If we're in a recession, this thing is going to down. What did it do in the last recession? It was down as low as 25. Yeah, it could go there. But it's a big $18, $19 billion company with lots of sales. Sales have been going down, but they will turn it around. That you want to know when? I don't know when. But if oil prices stabilize, which they appear to be stabilizing, then this is the time you start considering these kind of stocks. Just have a stop, an out, so you don't get taken, so you don't write it down to 25. You only write it down to about 39 and then get out, okay? And you can do that on a chart. Look at a chart and you say, okay, there was January and then February and then now here, end of March, early April, lows. Okay, so there you are. There's where the lows are. Okay, take a shot. Big company. Long-term, it will work. Time for Invest Talk 101, everybody. It's time to stick with the long view. Long-term investing is done to serve specific needs. Early retirement, a house or vacation, putting a child through college, or simply paying the bills in your elder years when you're older. And investors can avoid making foolish decisions if they keep their long-term goals in mind. You can avoid emotional trading, emotional decision-making. You're trying to avoid that. Look at the facts and look long-term. I mean, we talked earlier about having a plan. It can be a serious mistake not to have a plan. You really should have a plan and stick with it. Just like in a business have business plans, so should you in your personal life. What's your plan? How are you gonna make it through life? And especially as you stop working sometime. Or maybe you don't want to stop work, but did you know more than half the people who retired last year didn't want to retire? They're forced to for whatever reasons, health reasons or personal reasons of some kind, or just laid off, forced to retire. So don't think that it's all in your hands. It's not. Okay. So can we help you formulate a plan? Love to do that. Let's talk about it. Give me a call right now at 888-99-CHART or send me a note. Click on Contact Steve at InvestTalk.com. We'll develop a plan together.
Hey, Steve, this is Sanjay. I wanted to check your opinion on DDD, D as in dog, DDD. Thanks.
Is that three Ds? That's 3D systems. Remember that was a very popular stock for some time. This is the manufacturer's printing, making products, a 3D printer. Can make a different manufacturing process to make high-tech, usually high-tech and very specific products. And this is a 3D, DDD is a $2 billion company. And I remember talking about it way back then, saying it just seems awful expensive. And it was. And so, excuse me, the stock went all the way down to the low was like 8. Now it's even lower. That was last year. The lowest point this year was 6. And now it's 18. You're chasing performance. Don't chase it. Wait till it comes back down. Why don't you buy it when it was cheap? Now it's kind of expensive. So sales are only $183 million per quarter. It's a $2 billion company. So it's not cheap. They're going to make 52 cents. It's an $18 stock. Make 52 cents? That means the PE is like 36. I don't know. I wouldn't buy it. I like the industry, and it had a really good day today, but I wouldn't buy it. I wouldn't chase it. You're listening to Invest Talk. I'm registered investment advisor Steve Peasley. I'm here to answer your questions if I can. Our Invest Talk anytime number is 888-99-CHART, 888-99-CHART.
We continue now with this Thursday, April 14th Invest Talk. We're counting down to this evening's webinar, Survival and Opportunities in a Volatile Market. Steve and Justin will help you find opportunities. It's tonight, April 14th, this evening, 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time. You can still register. It's free. Just click on the Invest Talk tab on investtalk.com.
888-992-8888-99-CHART, everybody. Give me a call. Love to talk to you. When to consider a tax pro, meaning CPA, Certified Public Accountant. When should you get one? When should you hire one? Okay, there's several. I'm going to give you a list of reasons why you probably should have one. You don't have to have one ever, but we're talking about when it's wise to start to consider having one. How about because you're rich? Let's say you make $250,000 or more per year. You probably should consider getting a CPA to do your taxes and check out your tax situation, because there might be credits or exemptions, you know, and maybe doing some tax planning would be smart, because you're making more and more money. You want to take advantage of anything you can take advantage of in the tax code. Okay, how about you're retired or you're close to retirement? You might want to consult a CPA to maximize your retirement benefits. You know, do you take Social Security? You know, what should your investments look like in retirement? That kind of thing. How about if you're buying or selling a business? Definitely you want to check with a CPA. Let him check out the books. You need to have the books and records correct. And therefore, you want him to do a little bit of investigation on that. How about you're moving. Maybe you should talk to a CPA about expenses and why are you moving. Are you being moved? Are you being transferred? Or are you just moving because you want to move? Because there's different tax treatments as far as the cost of the move. So you got to think about those things. How about doing business in a foreign country? You better have a tax account for that. You know, how those taxes are, how that income is treated. Estate planning, you need a CPA for that. You own rental properties. And maybe getting a CPA just to keep up with the new laws that come out all the time. Those are the reasons, some reasons that you need the CPA. And I'm not telling you have to go buy one. I have one, of course. And, you know, I know a lot of people that do. Because I'm a small business person and I need it. I need that. Let's try to answer one more question before our hour's up. 888-99-CHART is our 24-hour listener line number.
Hi, this is Rob. I listen to you on Stitcher Radio. You have a great show and I appreciate everything you do to help people out. My interest was in the symbol KO for Coca-Cola. I was wondering what you think about it at these levels. I'll listen on the show. Thanks. Bye.
Well, all the stocks have moved up pretty sharply from their January lows, and Coca-Cola is no different. It's moved up fairly sharply. It was at 40, low 40s. Now it's in the mid 40s, so it's a very slow mover, not a tremendously fast mover. They're going to make $2.05 next year after making $1.94 this year, $2 the year before. Okay, so it's nothing exciting that they're doing. So you buy Coca-Cola because of the dividend of 3.1%. Right now, that's the dividend. The current P.E. ratio is 23, and the five-year average is 16 to 24. So you're buying it at a high. I like Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola could be a core holding. That'd be fine. But you want to wait till it pulls back. Again, I'm saying that word again, pull back, before you do it. And, you know, chances are pretty high, not for certain, of course, because I don't have a crystal ball, but pretty high that we'll get a pullback in the summer at some point. In May, remember the old saying, go away in May? Well, there's a reason for that. You know, there's usually some kind of weakness between May and the end of summer. It could come anytime. You know, it could start today. I don't know. It could start tomorrow. But I would definitely wait. In the last 2 days, Coca-Cola's gone down. What's really interesting, the market was up pretty good yesterday and Coca-Cola was down pretty good. So just be careful and be patient. Be patient. I'd rather see you buy it in the very, you know, 40, 41, the very low 40s, because that's where there's a lot of support. 200-day moving average comes in at 41.66 or so. So I'd rather see you buy it there. Yeah, that's only 5 points from now, but that's about 11%. Remember, it pays 3.2%. So, you know, why not try to pick it up at a low? KO, everybody. Coca-Cola. Our time is up. A reminder. I will be doing individual retirement views on Skype and telephone all day on the April 19th. Then the next day, I'll be in San Ramon on the 20th. To get on the schedule for that day, just go to investtalk.com and click on the Invest Talk tab. And you can still register for tonight's webinar, 6:30 Pacific time, from 6:30 to 7:30 on investtalk.com. I'm Steve Peasley, president of KPP Financial, a registered investment advisor firm. And for Justin Klein and everybody at KPP, I want to thank you for listening today. And let's do it again on the next Invest Talk.
Because of the nature of the interactive dialogue inherent in the format of this program, it's important for listeners to understand that not all comments made will apply to them specifically. Nothing said shall be taken to be investment advice, or shall statements on this program be considered an offer to buy or sell securities. Such advice is rendered solely on an individual basis, and at times will require that the investor review a prospectus before investing. Steve Peasley and Justin Klein are principals of Klein, Pavlis, and Peasley Financial, a registered investment advisor. For more information regarding KPP's investment advisors, call 1-800-557-5461. InvestTalk is a copyrighted program of Klein, Pavlis, and Peasley Financial, which retains all rights.